Hey, this is James Schramko from Internet Marketing Speed. Today I wanted to have a chat to a good friend of mine, another local, is Kyle Tully. Welcome back.
G'day, James.
It's good to talk to you again, Kyle. Last time we spoke about getting the internet marketing basics down because a lot of people seem to have forgotten the essential things. And this time I wanted to talk to you about your consulting business model because I know that's something you're very passionate about. And from memory, I think I first met you when I purchased one of your original mind maps about this technique. And I think my listeners would be very, very keen to find out what we're talking about and how it works. Are you keen to share some secrets with us today?
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm always happy to share whatever I know.
Well, I know you have a background in copywriting and a passion for direct response marketing. Could you tell us how you ended up selling to local businesses and how did you end up turning that into an online sort of income?
Yeah, well, actually my very first business I started was a consulting business. I was in year 11 or 12 of high school, and they just introduced a new computer studies course that taught you everything about websites and HTML and all that kind of stuff. So I started building websites for myself and then sort of fell into a consulting business building websites for other people. And that was actually a massive failure. I got one really good client who was a family friend, did a great job for him, and then never got another client. And I sort of figured out later that was because I didn't know a thing about marketing or sales. And so I basically threw that business away, went and got a job doing the exact same thing, building websites for people. And while I was doing that, I went and studied, you know, direct response marketing and found guys like Dan Kennedy and Gary Halbert, and really got my head around that sort of stuff. And then I got the internet bug again and came back to it. And now that I had a real good understanding of sales and marketing, I was able to create another consulting business that was and has been quite successful for the past, I don't know, 6 or 7 years or something like that.
Yeah, so you got into it quite young. What sort of split do you think there is between the marketing aspect of internet marketing and then the technical aspects?
You know, I think it really helps if you've got some technical skills. I know a lot of the, you know, gurus say that they don't know how to put up a website or they don't know the basics of anything. But unless you've got money to throw at the problem, I think you really do need to at least understand the technical stuff. But at the end of the day, that's still, I don't know, maybe 25% of what you need to know. And the rest of it is the sales and marketing stuff. You really have to get that down because that's what it's all about. It's all about driving traffic. It's all about getting customers. If you can't do that, the technical stuff just doesn't even matter.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I think most people struggle trying to approach this as a business. And you see, it starts with mindset. And then after that, it's actual technical skills. You could have the greatest mindset in the world and great technical abilities. But if you don't know how to put it together as a business, then that's where you're going to struggle. And I know that's where you're very strong, in that the sales and marketing, but you can also put together things yourself. If someone wasn't technical, what would you recommend they do?
I think you should put a little bit of effort into learning some stuff, learning the basics of how to put up like a WordPress website or learning the basics of HTML, because I think that it's a really good skill to have. It's really simple. I mean, you can learn it in a weekend even if you're not very technical. So I think you should have some base knowledge of that. I always advise everyone, at least get your head around it. So, you know, if you do want to outsource it or something, you know what they're doing and you know approximately how long it should take. And then obviously, yeah, if you don't want to do it yourself, you can outsource. I'm currently building a team of guys over in the Philippines to do all my work for me. Some of my students have done the same thing. They've got, you know, 5 or 6 people working for them in the Philippines. They get a job, they pass it over to those guys. They do it for, you know, $200. And they go and charge their clients $2,000. So you can outsource all the technical stuff. But I do really recommend you at least get your head around the basics.
Yeah, I think having the basics is good. In my case, I was a marketing and business person who taught myself all the technical stuff because that was what was stopping me being able to market online, was being able to put up a website. And now what I find is when I have a client job, I can look at the brief and I can very quickly decide, you know, who needs to do what. And if I do have someone outsourcing, which I do now, and there are things that need to be changed on the fly, isn't it great to be able to just log in and make a little change yourself or to update something without even having to take it to the next stage, because you know the easy bits and you know the more fiddly bits.
Exactly. I mean, I remember when I had my job doing, you know, building websites, those guys who are our clients, they didn't know anything about a website. And if they wanted like an apostrophe put in or a word changed, they had to call up and book our time. And we, you know, billed them for a minimum of half an hour, and we were billing at like $120 an hour. So if they wanted one letter change, it was costing them like $60. So it's really handy to know that stuff yourself, and you can make a change in 5 seconds.
Yeah, I've experienced the same thing with corporate clients. They're used to paying high fees to have very small things done, and they actually take the stance of almost being completely powerless in terms of controlling their website. And I think that's why so many websites out there are stagnant and not updated. Do you actually educate your clients in terms of updating their own WordPress blogs?
I've done some basic training for them, you know, basically how to log in, how to post content, you know, how to create the titles and tags and those kind of basic things. But for the most part, I'd say 90%, maybe more, just don't want to know about it. They'd rather pay you a couple of $100 a month to do those updates for them than have to learn it themselves, because they've just got so much on their plate.
Okay, so you like the done-for-you business model where you're selling a service, an ongoing service?
Yeah, whenever possible, I try and bundle that in there. And I've actually found that that's what clients actually want. I didn't used to sell my services like that. I used to just do like a one-shot website or a one-shot copywriting job, whatever it was, and then, you know, just leave it. But I've actually found the more I talk to clients, the more they actually want ongoing help and ongoing work done for them, and it's a really easy sale.
Yeah, I think the ongoing service aspect is not to be ignored. In fact, when I started out doing the same sort of jobs, I used to just build the website, and when I actually went back to those original clients and offered them an ongoing service, they all said yes, because I used to find it amazing, but you'd give them a website and you'd give them some training, but they would just get soaked up in their day-to-day business, whatever they were specialists at, and ignore it. And it, usually they'd be coming back for updates anyway. So where you can build a recurring income in them, that's a great way to approach it. Of course, websites need updating anyway, don't they?
Well, exactly. I've actually made that part of my marketing process, is educating my clients on what makes a good website and what will make their website successful. And when you know, lay it out for them and tell them essentially, look, if you want your website to be successful, you need, you know, content being added consistently, you need this, you need that, they're really open to paying for that, basically.
Okay, so just so that we're really clear about what it is that we're talking about here, this is where we're going out to businesses in the marketplace who need a website or need an internet marketing presence, and we're offering them services that help them do that, and we're charging them for that and making a profit. Could you give us sort of a scope of the type of services that you think are quite easy for people to help businesses with?
Yeah, well, the ones that I work with and the ones with most of my students do are, you know, websites, autoresponders, search engine optimization, newsletters, anything that's, you know, ongoing content like that, article writing. I'd say they're the big four or five that are always come up. I mean, businesses need websites. Once they've got a website, they need to drive traffic. So you're going to do some articles, SEO work, PPC, whether it's AdWords or Yahoo or whatever. They're the main ones that I do.
Okay, now when someone hears this, they might actually think, wow, I don't know everything about all of these things. What level of experience would someone need to be able to approach businesses and help them with these things?
Well, that's one of the good things that I like. I mean, this is your business. You create it based around the skills you have, the kind of lifestyle you want to lead. So if you, you know, only know about websites, then you can just build websites for people. If you only know about copywriting, you can just write for people. If you only know PPC, that's all you can do. So you can go that route and essentially only offer the skill that you want to offer. The other thing that I've found is clients are willing to pay you to learn on the job. You know, I only really started learning about PPC maybe a year or two ago, and before that I didn't know a thing. But clients were asking me about it, saying, hey, do you know about PPC? And I would say, not really, but I'll learn if you want me to. And they'd give me work. They'd be paying me to learn on the job as I went along.
Now, that reminds me of my old employment days. I often viewed it as an apprenticeship. And of course, once you learn a skill for one client, then you can lay that out for other clients as well, right?
Exactly. And you can use it in your own business as well.
Yes. Yeah, so that's something that I want to ask you about, because it's something I've challenged myself with over and over again. In the beginning, it was a great way to create an instant cash flow. And what I discovered was, as you get more research data and you get more skilled, you can actually apply this for your own business as well. So is there a balance between doing it for yourself and doing it for other people? You know, do you view it as being sort of like an employee, or is it just a highly leveraged way to make money compared to selling ebooks?
Well, I think, you know, everyone wants that, you know, magical automated online business that they just, you know, sit back on the beach and the cash comes in. But it actually takes a lot of work and a fairly broad range of skills to make that happen. And so I think one of the best ways to get started online or to transition from a full-time job to online is to offer a service. Now, you could go and, you know, write articles for $5 an article, or, you know, go and do some other really low-paid job. Or you could go and do something like this that has huge amounts of leverage, that you get paid to learn skills that are going to be useful in your own business. So for me, it just makes sense to, if you're transitioning from one to the other, it makes sense to go this route and essentially, like you said before, to treat it as an apprenticeship, you know, treat it as I'm getting paid to learn how to do this so I can one day do it for myself in my own business. And, you know, that's how I kind of started doing it. I wanted to learn, I wanted to make money. But as I've gone on in my business and my, you know, passive revenue has also increased and my other online businesses are making money, I've actually found this is a good outlet, because I get to, you know, talk with real business owners. I get to deal with other people's problems and help them overcome their problems. Because one of the problems you find with the, you know, the whole online automated stuff is it gets really boring unless you're actually interacting with other people. It's all good to sit back and watch the money come in, but, you know, that's only exciting for the first couple of weeks, and after that, you get really bored. So it's good to be able to meet these new business owners who don't know anything about it, who are really excited to get started. And their enthusiasm and everything rubs off on you, and it makes my business a lot more enjoyable to do.
Yeah, I think the enthusiasm is a great point there. When you do talk to a business owner who knows nothing about this, even a basic level of internet marketing is enough to blow them away, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. They don't know anything. I mean, if you've read one ebook and essentially regurgitate that back to them, they'll think you're an absolute genius.
Now, you mentioned the income and whatever. I'm not asking you to guarantee how much someone could earn, but I would be interested to know what sort of results people who are learning this consulting model from you are actually achieving. Have you got any sort of stories about the type of person that came into your coaching and the sort of results they get?
I haven't queried people for probably 3 or 4 months now. But last time I sort of went around and asked the people I was interacting with, I know we've got, I think it was 3 or 4 people who are already doing over 6 figures. We've got people who were, I think, 1 or 2 months into their internet marketing journey, learning about internet marketing, who have now, you know, got multi-$1,000 projects with, I think, like $700, $800 monthly fees coming in as well. One lady, her very first month when she was consulting, made $12,000 off of 8 clients. So we've had some really good successes from people who are, you know, relatively inexperienced. And then we've got some more of the, I guess, what I'd call advanced guys who have come in and just absolutely shot off to the races and doing really, really well.
Do you find that some people go better than others? What sort of things would help them go better?
You know, it's like anything. Everyone's results are going to vary. Some people have come into the program with maybe marketing or management experience, and they've gone off. And I know one guy has created his own outsourced business just to handle all the work. So he's now got a separate business that's making him, or on track to make him, 6 figures as well. Whereas we've had other people who, you know, have come from fairly low level employment, you know, haven't been trained up with a lot of skills, and you know, they're making a couple of $1,000 a month, and for them that's great, and for the other guy he's doing great, but everyone's going to be different.
The thing I like about your training is that you've actually been doing this for quite some time, like I have, where I've seen quite a few internet marketers jumping on the offline consulting bandwagon. It's like 1 minute they're selling ebooks on eBay riches, and then the next minute they're telling you to make a career out of this. So I like I like the authenticity behind it. And you know,
well, that's actually why I started the product. Is, you know, I've been doing consulting for, I don't know, close to 10 years, not all of that successfully, mind you. And then I saw, you know, the offline consulting niche started to get quite popular. There were ebooks coming out, and I bought a couple of them just to see what was, you know, being taught. And I didn't agree with a lot of it. You know, people were being told to go out cold calling and go visit businesses. And for the most part, it just, it doesn't work. I mean, you've got to be the right type of person to make that work. I know I've got some clients who are in Canada and they're in fairly remote areas and they can't walk to a business and go start up a conversation. And so I basically just didn't agree with some of the products that were coming out. So I decided to basically teach what I'd been doing for the past 10 years or so. And that's how I actually got started.
Well, you know, we went through a similar process. I think we were both involved in one of those, the first discoveries of this market online. And I went out to test some of my techniques, which didn't involve cold calling. And the first two clients I landed were a six-figure business already. Over the last 18 months, they've consistently been paying in excess of $10,000 per month combined just from two clients. And that was the test case study. So I've got all these documents and templates to actually share at some stage. But, you know, as we get tied up in other things, it's still ticking over as a passive income stream, almost passive, you know, like an hour or so's work per month for that. But I'm really encouraged to see you've actually done something with this and really taken it to the next level.
Yeah, it was good. It really grew organically. I mean, I didn't really have much plans for it at all. I originally released a mind map, like you said before, and just videoed myself talking about, you know, everything I was doing. And I think that was when you first came on my radar. You sent me your mind map and I was like, James Schramko, who's that? And I'm pretty sure that's how I first heard about you. And my program's just grown from there. You know, I surveyed my members and asked them what they were struggling with or what they wanted more training on, and just kept on developing new content and building the program up. And then as I tested and tried things in my own business, I was releasing new content. So it's been a really organic experience, and I haven't really planned it, and I haven't, you know, done a lot of thinking behind it. It's all just grown as it's grown, which has actually been really good because we've got a really solid group of people in the group, which is great.
Yeah, and I think one of the biggest things that you offer is giving people better ways to contact clients that don't have huge resistance compared to the cold calling methods that I've seen.
Yeah, well, that's one thing I think a lot of people struggle with is, you know, I've spent probably $50,000 on my own marketing education, and I've, you know, spent years learning copywriting and all those kind of skills. And unless you've got those kind of skills, it can be really hard to create a system for your own business. You've kind of got to go on whatever other people are telling you to do. And if you don't know better, you're going to go out and you're going to cold call and you're going to completely fail, because that's what 99% of people do. So I've been a bit lucky in that I learned all these skills, which I was then able to, you know, create a system for me that works. And then as I started experimenting with other people and letting them in on what I was doing, found out that it actually works for other people as well. And so I've got, you know, direct mail templates and new client scripts and all those kind of things in the program so that people can just essentially start their business today and be making money hopefully tomorrow.
Yep. So it really is sort of a fast start opportunity. Well,
exactly.
As you know, I usually ask you towards the end of a call to give us a tip that the audience would really value, that makes listening to this so worthwhile, because they've put aside the time to listen to us talk about this business model. Have you got, you know, something that keeps coming up over and over again from your private consulting area that you think people would find extraordinarily useful that you could share with them?
I've got a couple of things. The one tip I seem to always give every interview I've ever done is to just get started. You know, it's the biggest problem in the whole internet marketing industry is people consume this information and they've got so much stuff going around their head, but they never take action. So if you want to get into consulting, get started in it. Start telling people that you've got a consulting business. Start telling people what you do and how you can help them. I mean, that's the biggest thing. That you can only fail if you don't try. As soon as you get out there and start trying, you'll start having success. But probably the most exciting thing that's happening in my own business and in some of the other guys who are making six figures in the course has to do with licensing marketing programs. So rather than selling yourself and your products as a service, you package them up as essentially a product and sell them that way. And it makes, it lowers resistance big time. It makes leveraging the business, just 10 times more powerful. It's a really simple business model to follow, and it opens up a lot of other doors to create information products and other passive income streams on the back end. So that's the big thing that's happening in my business. I'm currently creating a whole bunch of training for the guys in the program. It's really exciting industry to be in right now is licensing.
Yeah, I agree. I've been testing licensing as well, and it is very powerful. I had about a third of the people at my last workshop came through a licensee for my own content, which was tremendously leveraged compared to me having to do it all myself.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So what I thought would be good is if people are interested in your course, then I thought it might be good to offer a special bonus as well, and I want to run this past you and see what you think. You mentioned earlier on that it's handy to have an overall skill base that can complement this business skill and the sales skill. Do you think it would be useful for people to spend a little bit of time in my Super Fast Results internet marketing forum just to learn some of the knickknacks about hosting and domain names and WordPress and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, I think if you combined what you teach in your program, and I've learned a ton from that forum. I thought I knew a lot about internet marketing, but I've learned a ton from that. I think if you combine that with some basic consulting skills, you'd be off to the races.
You know what, I'm going to suggest that if people are listening to this audio and they want to buy your Consulting Tycoons package, then if they buy it through consultingtycoons.com, so it's consultingtycoons.com, there'll be a link just below this audio, then I'm also going to give them a free month's access to Super Fast Results, just so that they can be a part of a very strong community and pick up some of the technical stuff. So if you're listening to this and you're not entirely technical, then I know Kyle's stuff is going to cover it. But if you want a little bit of extra stuff here and there and some other marketing ideas that will complement this, then that is a truly great package. So it really makes it sort of like a 20% extra bonus, isn't it?
I'd say it's more than that. I was going to go and create all this, super advanced training on how to do advanced internet marketing stuff, but I'm just going to forward everyone to your forum because I've learned so much. I haven't put a number on it yet, but it's got to be close to $10,000 extra revenue I've got just this year from being in that forum.
Well, if we combine the two, we'll make it very easy for someone to get started. So, again, the link is consultingtycoons.com. And straight after purchase, you just got to send me a note at my help desk at superfasthelp.com and claim your Consulting Tycoons bonus, and we'll send you a 30-day free access to Superfast Results so that you can spend more time with Kyle and I, because actually we're both a member of each forum, so you'll probably see us in either place. But I highly recommend Kyle's course. It really does stand out amongst a sea of copycats and some so-so products in this marketplace, a lot of them put together by slick internet marketers, but not put together by actual consultants who do this every day for a living. So congratulations on putting together such a great course, and thanks so much for sharing your tips and ideas with us today, Kyle.
Yeah, my pleasure. I put my heart and soul into the course, and it's me, it's what I do, so anyone that loves it, I'm always really happy to hear that.
Yeah, well, I think it's top-notch. So I'll see you in the forum, and hopefully we'll have a few new members popping in there soon.
Thanks, mate. Great.